We are children of God. We are God expressing as us, distracted by our thoughts, emotions, and beliefs. And those distractions are what I'm going to talk about today. And my title is The Law of Attraction and Surrender. And these are my notes. And so I brought a copy of them for you, so you can follow along. So if I could get somebody to pass them out, that'd be great. Thank you. And when you get the card, as you can see, it's a three-part deal here. I've been reading and thinking and talking about this a lot lately because I think a lot of the stuff on law of attraction can tend to be fairly superficial. It's like, okay, I've done my vision board, and now I'm waiting for it all to happen. But it goes a lot deeper than that. And actually, the term law of attraction is fairly new. I think probably Abraham, Jerry and Esther Hicks, started using that term, and then it took off, other people used it. But even when the fellowship started, people were not using that term. It was more the law of cause and effect, or universal law. And we got that from New Thought, from Unity, from Science of Mind. It's also in Scripture. It's in the New Testament. Ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Or believe that this mountain will be thrown into the sea and it will happen if you truly believe that. Many of us have studied the Course in Miracles where it says, as we sing, in one of the songs that that Max wrote, the music to, that everything that I see is something that I've created. I get what I've asked for. What's the name of the song? I am responsible. I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings that I experience, and I decide upon the goal I would achieve, and everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked. Most of you know that. You can sing it in your head, right? So that's the law of attraction as such. And if you want a deeper look, if it's possible to go deeper than A Course in Miracles, and I think it is you, if you go into A Course of Love, and it talks about very specific details about how that works, that we have feelings that occur, emotions that occur in our lives, and we don't want to feel them because they're too painful. And so we either reject them and they go into our body and we don't face them, we don't deal with them, they become dis-ease at some point. They take on form. Or we project those feelings, which means we blame the world. And it shows up in our relationships, in our circumstances, in our finances. And so the trick is, really, to not avoid feeling the feelings. Emotions are meant to be felt, to pass through. You feel angry, so feel angry and let it pass through and move on. Not hold on to it and then repress it because it becomes something. Or not project it out there at the world and let it become your circumstances. So the first thing to do is to accept. Accept accountability for what is. That is your emotions, your thoughts, your circumstances, and understand the law. There's no escape. There's no escape from what you believe and what you feel. It's there, so face it. That's what our task is. And as human beings, we all experience pain, sometimes suffering. Nobody gets through a lifetime without that. So if you're experiencing pain, if you got something going on in your body or your circumstances, it doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. It just means you're human and that something is there for you to take care of. And it may seem like, oh, why is this happening to me? Well, it's happening because it's there for you. It's part of you. You own it. That's why it's happening to you. You own it. Ownership, and I say accountability because responsibility is the ability to respond. Accountability is ownership. If I'm angry, it's my anger. If I'm hurt, it's my hurt. If I'm lonely, it's my loneliness. It's mine. It's not anybody else's. It's no one else's fault. And I can certainly look for people to blame. It'll be a futile search, and it'll be every time I name someone, it just will increase because it's a downward spiral, as blaming always is. We accept. What's next then? Number two, observe and let go. We have to become the observer. That is, you're experiencing emotions and thoughts. Step outside of yourself and be the observer. You can do that, right? Have you done that? Found yourself in the middle of a situation, you're upset, maybe you're arguing, you're in conflict, and another part of you is going, wow, I'm really angry. I'm really upset. What's going on here? And maybe that part is saying, I don't know if I can rein in this horse, but I'm going to try. Or that part might say, I better take a break and cool down before I move on. That's the observer. So then the question is, who are you? Are you the person who's getting upset, who's hurt, who's angry, or are you the observer? Which one is you? That's a good question, I think. Well, as the observer, we can decide to let go. Let go of our resistance to the emotion. If you're angry, it's okay. If you're hurt, it's okay. If you're lonely, it's okay to feel those things. Feel them. We as humans spend a lot of time trying to avoid those things. We eat, we drink, we watch TV. We do all kinds of things to avoid feeling those emotions. Yet if we would just take the time to face it and feel it, there wouldn't be such a need to maybe drink and eat and all those other things so much. So we want to let go of our resistance to our emotions and let go of your incessant stressful thoughts. There's a voice inside my head. He's a maniac. He never shuts up. You have somebody like that in your head? He never shuts up, even when I say I'm meditating. He just keeps talking and talking and talking. Creating scenarios, creating stories. And some of the stories are okay, but a lot of them, it's like, it's something like, oh, there's Doug. He didn't even say hi to me today. What a jerk. You know, I don't think he's ever liked me. And Anna and I create this whole story that's actually got nothing to do with Doug. And actually, that didn't happen. He did say hi to me. But but maybe he didn't say hi the right way. And so now I'm creating the story, and that becomes my reality. And Doug knows nothing about it. But that's what we do. We create these realities in our mind about other people, and other people have no awareness. They're not inside our heads. Let go of the incessant voice in your head. That is, don't try to stop it. Don't try to fight it because it just gets stronger. But recognize it's there. Oh, there he goes again. Going on and on about Doug. I know it's not true. So don't give it your attention. Let it go like clouds in the sky. Let it pass on by. It's when we give it our energy that it becomes real. But if you know, going back to number one, that if I'm blaming, then all my stories are actually false. They're just to support and justify my blaming. So if I'm doing that in my incessant thoughts, then I know that I'm not living in reality here. These thoughts are not reality. I think I'll let them go. And I might be creating this emotion with these incessant thoughts, but I can let that go too, just by experiencing it and then deciding to let it go. Maybe that will take a few minutes. Maybe that will take a few hours. I don't know. But the intention needs to be to let it go. Why hold on to it? I mean, if you grab something that's hot, you let go, right? Because it's painful. But do you do that with painful thoughts? Do you let them go? Or do you just keep holding on to them, burning your brain and upsetting your body? That's what we tend to do. So be the observer. Let go. Because whatever you're thinking, it's not true. Whatever your stories are, they're not really true. They're just your stories. It's make-believe. And if you think about emotional highs and lows, some of you go to the theater, right? You watch plays or you go to and watch movies, right? Some of you read books. Why do you do that? Because they grab you emotionally, right? There's the ups and downs, and the more ups and downs, the better we say the story was. Well, do you look at your own story that way? Your ups and downs, or is it different because it's personal? But this is your adventure. This is your story. You're the director. You have the lead role. You're the producer. So why not enjoy it? You're also the observer of it. Part three, surrender. That doesn't mean the same as let go. Letting go means allowing emotions to pass through, allowing thoughts to pass through and not holding on to them. Surrender is when we release our need for control. Embrace your emotions, knowing they are indicators of where you are. If you get an intuitive feeling, you value that, right? And you don't know where it came from, you don't know why you're feeling it, but it just feels right, and you do it. Well, that's what emotions are. They're intuitive feelings. They're telling you something. Something's wrong. Something needs to be changed. Something needs your attention. Something needs to be let go. It's telling you something. So value it. Embrace your emotions, knowing they're indicators of where you are right now. And then trust God or source or life or whatever you call it. Trust, and then stay centered in the face of all circumstances. Embrace all as the universe embraces you. All these things can happen, whatever we call it, life. There's no such thing as, if I do my affirmations and create my vision board and I do all the right things, I can have a happily ever after life and nothing bad will ever happen to me again. It doesn't work that way. Until you're dead, there will be some kind of struggle. There'll be something going on. It's just, they just show up. Sometimes we get these periods of time when everything goes smooth, right? And that's cool, but it doesn't always last. Something comes up that will disturb us. Then what do you do with the disturbance? You can blame yourself, you can blame the world, or you can face it and say, oh, what's going on here? Be the observer. And the more you can do that, the faster it will pass through. It's like grief. You've all experienced grief. If you avoid it, if you deny it, it hangs in there a long time. But if you embrace it and just let yourself feel the sadness and the grief, it passes more quickly. And there's actually a beauty to it. But there's a beauty to all emotions. Anger can be beautiful. Not when you inflict it on other people, but when you, it's energy. When you can embrace it and say, wow, anger's got a lot of power in me. And maybe you can direct it somewhere else besides at yourself or at other people. It's all energy. What are you doing with your energy? As a speaker and as a writer, I am my own laboratory. Regarding the things I'm talking about today, here's a couple of things. One is, I recognize that in myself, I have an edge. There's an edge in me, and those of you who know me, depending on how well you know me, might be aware of it. There's an edge. We could call it anger or resentment, but I know it's in me. It's when I'm quick to anger in a situation, I know it's that edge is being triggered. Over silly things sometimes. Somebody cuts me off in traffic. Somebody gives me a look or says something I don't like. And a lot of the reaction is when I don't get what I want, when it doesn't go the way I think it ought to go, when my expectations aren't met. That's the maniac inside, right? The maniac thinks that the mind's job is to make everything okay, to fix everything, to make the world be the way I want it to be, and to get mad at it when it's not the way I want it to be. That's the maniac. And that's part of the edge. The edge is in me, and it's a gift for me to work with, to go into it. And I spent some time with it today just exploring it, that anger. I don't have to analyze it. I don't have to go back to my childhood and say, when did this first happen? And was it my parents? Was it somebody else? None of that's necessary. I just need to experience it, to feel it. Let myself feel it and embrace it. There's two ways to respond to how you feel, with love or with fear. Fear is resistance, and love is embracing it. And when you embrace it, you integrate it. It gets integrated into the whole, and it loses its power over you. You can't get rid of it. You can't get rid of negative feelings. You can't really get rid of negative thoughts. You can choose to change what you give your attention to. And you can embrace and love those emotions so that they become integrated. But if you try to get rid of it, it's kind of like if you're in a dark room, you can't get rid of the darkness. But you can turn on a light. The light that you turn on is your love, is your understanding that you are a divine being, that you are God expressing as you, that you are not the maniac who is constantly looking for ways to fix the world to be the way you want it to be. We don't have control over the world. I think of it, one of my pastimes a long time ago, it's been a while, was whitewater rafting. I loved it. But you know what? I never could control the river. I could control where I put my paddle, how I responded to the river, how I leaned my body. And sometimes I got dumped out of the raft. But I always ended up getting out of the water somehow. That was the excitement of it. You don't control the flow of life. But you do control how you respond to it and how you respond to you. So if you look at a situation, you can say, well, I can't handle it. No, it's not the situation you can't handle. It's your own mind that you can't handle. You can handle anything. If you accept, if you observe and let go, and if you surrender, you can handle anything. So what do we do then if something very unpleasant comes up? Use it as an opportunity. I've talked before about the experience that I had over a year and a half ago when I had shingles. It was 6 weeks of pain, 6 weeks of not being able to lay in a bed. And it was very painful, but I didn't suffer. Suffering is resistance to pain. I'm not saying I liked it. I'm not saying it was fun. I'm saying that I embraced it. I dove into the pain sometimes. Instead of trying to stop it or get comfortable, I just would dive into it. Because the trick, and maybe you've heard this before, with pain is not minding. I practice that. And as a result, I think I'm pretty good with pain now. I got through that. But what I discovered in it, in thinking, what have I rejected that has turned into this physical manifestation? What feeling don't I want to feel? And the feeling was that of not being loved, of not being lovable, of not being good enough, that I had carried for my life. It didn't show up in every part of my life, but it showed up enough that it was still there. There was that belief of not being lovable. My work then began on loving myself and accepting the love. And as I embraced those feelings of not being loved, and I embraced myself, the universe embraced me. And I grew from it. And a lot of things changed. One thing that changed is whenever that emotion was triggered in me, there would be a certain body language I would have. And I became very aware of that body language. It was like a kind of a shrinking or the flip side of that, or become aggressive, either being a victim or being a victimizer. And I recognized that the subtleness of those body language things, and I was able to just say, I don't need to go there, because I no longer believe that I'm unlovable. I know I'm loved, and I don't need people to show up to prove it to me. When we have these feelings of blame, whether it's for ourselves or others, we are constantly proving to ourselves that it must be true. But when we can let that go and surrender and know that we are in the embrace of God, of source, of life, then we are constantly proving that is true. So the question that I have for you is, what do you want to prove? That you're right and that you are a victim? Or that, no, you're right and you are an expression of God. You are God expressing as you. You have a purpose here. You just have to surrender to it, and what shows up is what's supposed to show up, and you face it, and stuff starts happening that you don't expect. Good stuff, as well as stuff you might say is not so good, but it shows up, and life gets more interesting. All right, so let me ask you, are you buying this? Okay. Just checking. Okay. Okay, we're going to do then a short meditation based on what I've just talked to you about. So if you would get comfortable, take some deep breaths if that helps. Close your eyes if you like. Just relax into your seat and let go. Let go of any expectations of what this should be. In your state of relaxation, I am asking you to call forth a disturbance, an emotional disturbance in you. You don't have to work too hard. It'll show up. Something that disturbs you emotionally. It can be little, it can be big, it doesn't matter. Whatever shows up, something that has made you angry or hurt or a sense of loneliness or gives you resentment or bitterness or disappointment, whatever it may be, just let one thing show up in your mind. You are the observer, and you may feel it in your body, not now that it's been selected, but you are also observing it. Observe it there. Observe where it is and how it makes your body feel. Observe what emotion comes forth. And now accept accountability that this is yours. Say in your mind, this is mine. I own this. I own this, and it's playing out in my life. Say that without judgment, without blame. I own this. Now, as the observer, ask yourself, am I ready to let this go? Am I ready to let this pass through as it is meant to? Am I ready to let go of my resistance to it? Am I ready to let go of my opinions and my judgments? And if the answer is no, are you really ready to let go of any judgments on that no? There are no supposed to's here. The question is just, are you ready? And just keep asking. Are you ready to let go of the incessant stressful thoughts that accompany this issue? What would it feel like without those thoughts? What would it feel like if you were free of this? Is that what you want? And if freedom is what you want, then say, yes, I'm ready to let go. I'm ready. And now that you are freeing yourself of this, surrender. Release your need for control. The world is not under your control. Embrace your emotions. Embrace yourself. Place value on your emotions, all of them, because they are indicators of where you are. They are wonderful guides for you to understand where you are and what you need to do. And trust. Ask yourself, am I willing to trust life, God or Source, whatever you call it? Knowing that as you trust God, as you trust life, Source, you will stay centered in all circumstances. Embrace yourself, embrace everything, because you can. You are well loved. You are blessed. Accept that love and blessing. Give thanks for it. The only thing that prevents us from feeling that love are those thoughts and emotions that are distractors. So let yourself feel that love. Feel it blooming and glowing and radiating from your heart center. Surrender to that love. Surrender. Surrender does not mean giving up. It means the maniac is no longer in charge. Surrender. Embrace all and know that as you embrace everything in your life, the universe is now embracing you. You live in the embrace. You live in an environment of God, of love. It's everywhere present, within you, around you. Take it in, breathe it in.